Your love of sleep is ruining your productivity. There is an impactful illustration of the difference between lazy and productivity. The ant shows how to be productive versus being lazy. And in today's episode, I will let you know that there's a difference between loving sleep and having sweet sleep. And it's time for you to be productive so you can have sweet sleep, because there is consequences for being lazy and loving your sleep. When you are lazy, laziness looks like this. You like to procrastinate because in your mindset, I could do this later. This can wait. I don't have the time right now. And this leads to the later mindset where everything is just cast off to later. And then you realize that you cannot sleep because you have all these things that you have to do because you didn't get it done today or yesterday. Now you are anxious, depressed, unmotivated, and now you have no zeal to wake up in the morning because you're dreading the morning. And so you don't want to get out of bed because you know, oh shucks, I have this to-do list that I keep putting off till, you guessed it, later. And then later arrives and then it's still on the later list because more things have come about. This ends today. Think like an ant.
Any personal challenge that therapy could help with? Therapy can provide tools to approach your life in a very different way. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a platform that makes finding a therapist easier because it's online, it's remote, and by filling out a few questions, BetterHelp can match you to a professional therapist in as little as a few days. It's easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist. There's a link in my description. It's betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. If you are struggling, consider online therapy with our sponsor, BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Also, it gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp so you can connect with a therapist and see if it helps you. Again, click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this channel. Now back to our episode.
I will show you three ways of how thinking like an ant will motivate you to have sweet sleep. When you look at an ant, it works hard without an overseer, meaning it works hard without being told what to do. You go to work and you work as if you're working for yourself, because technically you are. You're just waiting for someone else to pay you. But if you go in with that mentality, you will get the work done, because think of yourself as an entrepreneur and this is your business. Would you want someone to run the business the way you're running someone else's? No. Hence why it's very important to work as if, even though there's not a overseer, someone over your head and watching you and seeing everything you're doing, there is God above who is watching everything you are doing. Hence why it's very important to remember that at the end of the day, you are working for God. And for you to use the strength and abilities that God gave you, because you didn't give it to yourself, so then you could complete the work. And also, another thing with an ant is that once it starts something, it finishes it. It goes about the task. If you follow them in the summer, it's a truckload of them making sure that everything is done to the end. And also, they are a team player. It's not going about carrying the leaf or the lettuce. God knows what else they be carrying. They go by the boatload. It is best when you want to be productive to get someone to help you and not to do it by yourself. The common mistake of being lazy is that laziness is a poverty mindset, and there are consequences to laziness. It leads to poverty, because as long as you continue loving your sleep, you will eventually lose your resources, meaning you might get fired And then after that, you won't be rich in resources and of money as well for the resources that you want. So there is a tragic end to being lazy. And once you do the hard work like an ant, you'll be able to have sweet sleep, because it says in the good book that sweet sleep comes to the man who works hard and he looks forward to later versus keeping things to wait till later. And as a result of thinking like an ant, as you can see during the summer, it has lots of resources and lots of riches. So make your decision. Do you want to continue being lazy, lose all the resources and riches, or you want to be productive and gain riches and resources? The choice is yours.